Hello.
Oh, hi, Justin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Good to hear. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file or if you just needed more time.
Yeah, I don't know. I turned the card. I don't know what card it is, but I might have turned the card off because I lost it.
Oh.
And they just never made me another one.
No wonder. Okay. So, are you expecting the new one yet, or you have to report that today?
Yeah, I haven't got a new card made. No.
Okay.
I have to go by the bank.
Another one you could use in the meantime, or?
I don't know the number on it. The numbers are wore off of it, so like it was. I don't know the number that's on it to tell you the number. Like off the top of my head, I'd have to call my wife. So, but what I want to ask you is that we'll call you. I'll get my wife to call and pay you. But what I want to ask you is, so are you the lady I talk to if I want somebody to do something about my Google stuff?
Yeah, I know I saw a note in here that Angel was talking to you about that, and yeah, I can help you set that up. Because right now,
well, here's the deal.
Facebook ads, right?
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I got this other guy in Pop Locate. Right? They built me this website, and I don't know if I already talked to you or somebody else about the situation, but I don't know if the guy's working for my competitor, and he's very good, like, or what, but. Like, I was number one on Google before this guy took over my stuff, rebuilt my website, all these things, and I'm not on Google. Like, if you Google my name, my business name, yes, it will come up. But I am not on Google, so to speak, as far as, like, a Google business profile. And there is always an issue with it being verified, certified. And somebody wants to, the guy's like, well, give me ownership. And I don't know how to take control of my stuff without, like, I don't know. But what I know right now is that I've been conversing back and forth with this guy for, this will be the second year. And
for 2 years?
It's always.
Wow.
A freaking, the website looks great, a lot of things, but it's always, like, and he's telling me, like, it's on us, like, that Google wanted to see, freaking our driver's license, and our business license to prove that we were old enough and that we had a business, that we were, supposedly we were reported. And now, like, I'm not on, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as my Google, my business, which is what, like, Google is everything. Like, that you've got to be registered with them or whatever. So, I'm at this point here, and, like, I already made a bad decision by switching to that guy because I had a badass website, people in out of Canada, and they were doing excellent. And I thought I was getting a little bit more of a personal experience with this guy because he was in a big ass company. And now, I mean, I used to get every call every time the wind blew in Montgomery, Texas. Like, when the storm come, like, I was getting them in North Spring, like, all around my area. And now, like, I don't get any of these calls. I see my competitor that was in competition with me but wasn't on Google, like, I'm not on, going to my jobs right now today.
No.
Like, I see him going in my neighborhoods. And what I'm saying, so, like, I used to people, every time I went to their house, like, if it wasn't by referral or something like that, which it was a lot, like, they're like, I found you on Google. And now I don't get any of those replies from people. I don't get anything. I don't. And, you know, like, I'm just at my wit's end with this guy.
I want to make sure I'm following you. when you hired him, you already had the Google page, and that was built by the company you had before in Canada, but you went in and added him as a manager, and then after that happened, the Google page disappeared?
Well, so I had a website that they built, Link Now Media, out of Canada. I had a website. They were, I don't know what all they did, but they did some Facebook stuff. They did my website. They were promoting it. They did some Google AdWords, yada, 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 right?
Okay.
And it was like $1,500 a month. And I didn't think I was getting, like, I didn't think I was getting that value because I wasn't getting the revenue to pay them. Like, and I'm like, well, y'all want this much money, but, like, whatever y'all are doing, it's not working because I'm not getting the phone calls. I'm not getting the work to pay y'all. So.
Right.
So just by chance, this guy calls me, and he's, you know, like, I'd always get calls that your business isn't verified, whatever. The company always said that they're just trying to steal your business. They want you to call them and give them your business. And I was like, all right. So this guy calls me. He speaks plain English to me, you know, across the board, and he's like, look, man, like, you got a pretty good website, but the thing is you're, like, first on Google. Like, you have the land. Like, you own the land. He said, now we need to do is take this, tear the little house down and build a mansion on it. And you know, like, that relevated to me. And I was like, what I'm telling you is now, like, the freaking guy that, the other guy, this Ryan Davis, Davis Tree Service, Ryan Davis, is like, got my spot on Google. I was the number one in my area for fucking 12 or 13 years. And I don't know if this, I asked the guy so straight out. I said, dude, are you like working for my competitor? Because like it is always something. He's like, no. And I've cussed the guy out 20 times and he hasn't worked and just said, man, I'm not going to work for you. So something like I'm not on Google. I need to be getting calls right now. I need to find a way for people to say, I found you on the internet. I don't care who or how, or I don't give a damn. But you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm asking you for. And I'm not real keen on just like AdWords. You know what I'm saying? Because if my website's not being driven correctly to AdWords, it doesn't make a damn. Like there's like if you don't have proper
don't like
landing
either.
Pages.
Yeah,
so
I don't like
but,
them too because they're better for big corporations that have thousands of dollars in the budget because those clicks eat up very quickly, you know? So I
yeah, no, absolutely.
You need local search engine optimization package. So here's one thing I want to tell you. This guy, whoever he is, it does look like he finally got you verified on Google. I'm looking at your Google listing. So I'm
yeah, but that's here's the deal. That's the thing. I got like six Google My Business things that were verified. And now the only one that's verified, all right, because he swore up and down that Google doesn't like this and that. But the only one that's verified is a picture of a dog, huh, laying on a blanket. And it says my address.
It
says James.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep,
so that is some. I don't even know who the hell made that. You understand what I'm saying? It says I control it and that I can add to it and all that stuff. But I don't even know who made that, and that has been an issue for a year or two. And the address used to say
you,
on it.
Mm-hmm. Is the website that he built you J&J Custom Tree Service TX.com? Because that's the website that's attached to that particular Google page.
No, it is the website, yes. But here's another crazy thing. I had a website. I had my the web address was tree removal in Houston TX.com. Tree removal Houston TX.com, right? Or in Houston TX or something like that, all right? He told me I need to change it. I need to put up my business name, yada, yada, yada. Well, now my fucking competitor that is right down here, right down through the woods from me, another guy, that's his domain name. That's his, like, so when people go back and look on older stuff of mine that has that web address, It goes to this other guy down here, and like this guy told me to do that. I would have never changed it. Years of marketing that I had. You know, there was all kinds of other. Yeah, well, there's all kinds of things that. That's what I told the guys. There's all kinds of things that are attached to this. Like, well, we need to take that down. You don't need this. You don't need that. Like, I had stuff I had done for myself for years. Like anything you could do for free. I did it and filled it out and went to the furthest point you could do for free. And that covers a lot of stuff on a lot of freaking marketing things. And
right.
Like this, so that's where I'm at. I don't want to keep on like, and I think I already talked to you before or one of y'all, and I was trying to get you or y'all's company and the other dude together, like where, you know, like you were doing Facebook, he was doing this, but I wanted them coexist and that didn't work. And like, I want my phone to ring and it's not ringing.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
like.
There's two red flags that I can see with the work that he's done. Number one is you told me you had 5 or 6 Google business pages out there and now you only have the one. That is number one thing with Google that will hurt your rankings is to create duplicate pages. Even if you hired us and we went and created just a second one, because right now there's only one published, that would hurt your rankings. So what we would have to do is, since you don't have access to it, is we have an advanced verification department with Google that we would go through that process and we would gain access to the page that you already have. And then we would make you the owner of it. Local Splash would become the manager of it. That way it always belongs to your business no matter what, right? And then we would optimize that page to show on the first page of the search results. Now, the
go ahead. I'm sorry. I got so much to say.
I was going to tell you the second red flag that I see with him is on the website that he built you. There's nothing wrong with it, but at the bottom, if you notice where it says service areas, Magnolia, Conroe, New Waverly, it has like probably like what, maybe, you know, 100 different cities listed, right? So that is an old outdated practice that is called on-site SEO, where someone would go onto a website and they would tinker around with the areas and the keywords in hopes that you get better rankings. So it's not a bad mechanism, it's just extremely outdated. And I'm talking maybe 15, 18 years ago when, you know, websites first started becoming relevant. That's how people would try to get them on the first page. It would be by the on-site SEO, by tinkering around.
I just don't understand how I could get off of the, like, with as much, like history that goes along with who you are on the internet, and then all of a sudden, like, it was almost like someone was trying to sabotage me or whatever, like, to eat, like, tear it apart piece by freaking piece, what I had super glued together over years. You know, like,
yeah.
And so.
Yeah, now.
So, but here's the deal. How do I get
a business that slipped through your fingers while he's been monkeying around?
No.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, and here's the deal. Like, this is something I will,
yeah.
I chew over. Like, this is my life. Like, you have no idea.
I agree. Yeah, this is your livelihood. I understand 100%. So, here's the thing, is that domain, treeremovalhoustontx.com, it looks like it's not being used right now. So I don't know if maybe the one you had was tree removal in Houston TX, but the one that I'm looking at looks like it's not being used. That's not to say that we could get it, but if you wanted to do the local SEO package with us, I could absolutely include a site for you and then let the technicians know that you want a domain that's as close to that as possible, like you had before, treeremovalhoustontx.com. Because that was actually very smart that you did that, because, you know, if somebody's typing in tree removal in Houston, what happens? Your website has that domain and they recognize you, right? So that's actually very smart that you had that. So we could try to go in and fix all of this for you. And since you're already doing the Facebook ads, that aspect of the program would just run you $149 month to month.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
So whatever website he's built and what he's doing would just, like, you're saying you build me a whole new site and everything?
Right. We would build you a new site, and then once we gain access to the Google listing, we would remove the site that he has up there, and we would put ours up. And the reason being is that because we're a premier partner to Google, all of our sites are built by the Google-certified technicians, so they're highly rankable sites.
So you're talking about my Google My Business site. You're not talking about my website. Or are you talking about the website?
No, we wouldn't make a new Google My Business. That would hurt your ranking. So we would go through that advanced verification process, remember, with Google to try to gain access to it, right? And then once we gain access to it, we would take the new site that we built, which hopefully is treeremovalhoustontx.com or, you know, something close to that, and we would attach it to that. And then all of the other listings, because we would put you on some of the popular directories. We would put you on Bing. We would mobily optimize you, making sure that, you know, J&J Custom Tree Service comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So we would do all of that active programming. So now your business will get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients. Because right now, even though that Google page is finally verified, it's like some platform out in the desert. Nobody's ever going to hire you from it if it's on the back pages of Google, right? And that's
what I'm saying is so how does that, what I want to know is how, see, they, I had another Google My Business thing, yeah?
Okay.
And, and it was a full blown like it was with hundreds of pictures, like it was us, right? In the flesh. And then somebody just said that the Google, we were scared to converse through email, through a phone call, through anything because people were trying to hack us and we're always getting messages, your Facebook account's gonna be deleted, your business page is gonna be deleted. Well, hell, we didn't respond. Well, it actually was Google trying to say, you know, something, we need to verify something. Well, so they took that page down, and then all of a sudden this other one just pops up, and it's like a link to me, like, hey, you need to verify this. So I click agree or whatever. I see. So I click it, and it pops up with this picture, which is an old thing that we were already supposed to abolish, and that wasn't even supposed to be able to come up and or anything. And like, I mean, I don't know if I want to rebuild a whole website. I already did that. But I want someone to take control of my stuff that is going to get me on Google. That's what I want. I don't know if I want to rebuild and all of that stuff. Like, if I own that website, like, we can't just take possession of it and let someone else operate whatever is supposed to be optimized and however, or like, I mean, I'm asking you.
No,
right.
You don't touch an existing website in any way, shape, or form, but what we would do is attach it to all the listings and make sure that the site gets the exposure. So we bring on, you know, so many clients each year that already have existing websites, so you don't have to use one of our websites in order to get good results. I was only offering it because you were frustrated that you lost that really good, you know, domain that you had.
Oh, understood.
Now, but you don't have to use one of our sites, okay? But with that being said, is let's say that you discontinue working with him and you start working with us. Do you own that domain, J&J Custom Tree Service TX.com, or does he own it? Like, that's the question.
Man, hell, I don't know, and here's the deal. If the fact is I don't know. I don't know enough. I know, I don't know if I owned the domain and had already had a website. Like, I don't know. Like, I've had multiple websites and I don't know any freaking thing. And that's what I'm so worried about is I made a stupid decision already by getting with this guy. I was fine. And now I'm just like, I don't know. And like, I'm asking you for your advice, and your job is to sell me something. But you know what I'm saying? But I don't know what the hell to do.
Here's the thing, Justin. I'll tell you that with our corporation, we will walk you through everything, and we even make you put a security question on your account, which we already have, which is your mother's maiden name, right? And then we would follow up with emails and phone calls. Meaning, let's say that you were saying, oh, I was getting these notifications, I need to verify this and that, and I didn't know what the hell I was doing anymore because, you know, I didn't understand it and I had so many pages. you'll know exactly if it's an action that Google is requiring of you that Local Splash is spearheading, will be the one sending you the email, will be the ones calling you. And if they call you and they don't know the username and password, then they're blowing smoke up your ears because they're not from Local Splash. So that could be your first question, because you're working with a lot of people here and there and in the past and in the present, right? So if, you know, someone calls you and say, hey, we need you to do blah, blah, blah to verify your site, or we need you to do blah, blah, blah to verify your Google, say, okay, well, do me a favor. I have a security question on file. Can you please confirm what it is? And if they can't, then ignore what they're asking you, because chances are they're, like you say, one of those competitors that's just trying to get you to spend more money. You know what I mean?
No, I do, and I just want it to be where the people don't call me. Like, the corporations don't get a call every day like, hey, we need to maximize your Google. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how much money they spend, but way more than me. But anyways, I would have to fire him first, or just tell you that I want you to start promoting my website and try to get me traffic that way, and give you permission to deal with Google about, because he sent me emails and he says he's in correspondence with Google, that it's a process, they don't get in a hurry for anybody, and he sent me some emails where he is corresponding back and forth. But like, I feel like it's been a month. This was back at Christmas, and it's been a month, and I'm number like 12 or 13 down on there when you Google tree service in Montgomery, and I used to be one. I used to be number one when you pulled up tree service. Like, I popped up all over the freaking place, and I just don't, man.
Okay.
So what is Pop Locate? Have you ever heard of Pop Locate?
No, I haven't. That's who you're working with, Pop Locate?
Yeah. It's some guy named Sam and Jason, I don't know. I just feel like I've been duped, man. And like, this other kid over here, like, I just feel like I've been duped. And now I'd have to start all over. Like, I don't even know what step to do. Like, what to tell you, yeah, I'll do this, or, you know what I mean? Like, and it's really nerve-wracking.
I want to set a proper expectation, Justin, and let you know, if you were to, you know, kind of have us start working on it for you, it's not going to happen overnight, because industry standard is 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 30 to 45 days. Typically, people see results a lot quicker because we're starting everything fresh with them. But with you, it's going to be a process for us to get with our advanced verification department, follow the steps that they're requiring to even gain access to that page, so that we can go in and take off that silly picture with the dog and put all of your actual pictures up there, and, you know, start helping you get reviews on the page and, you know, getting it optimized to show on the first page in a higher ranking position, right? So all of that, it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So, you know, I don't want you to think that, oh, you know, I'll try Local Splash and it's going to happen overnight, because that's not realistic. But we absolutely will do it. We're the best of the best in the industry. If anybody can get your business out of this mess, it's absolutely Local Splash.
Cool.
Because we're one of the very few companies in the nation that has earned a premier partnership with Google. There's only 7 of us, Justin, and we happen to be one of the premier partners. And what that means is that we have an elite status with Google that has handpicked us to actually have a support staff on site. So anytime you work with a premier partner, you'll have that extra support staff available for your business. So as far as Pop Locate is concerned, since I've been doing this for 12 years and our business has been out here for 19 years, it's a concern that, number one, I haven't heard of that company, but secondly, you have to know that it's not all apples to apples. Sometimes it's two guys in a basement that call out that try to get together and do programming. sometimes it's a company that's outsourcing calls to India or the Philippines, where if you try to get a hold of them, it's impossible to reach them, you know? So that's why success on the internet is all about working with the right company, you know? And if it makes you feel any better, we have serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada, and we have a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis. So,
well, here, this is what I want to do. I want to pay you for whatever I owe you money for. We will call you back this afternoon, or you can call. My son's beeping in. I'm supposed to be sending money, and he's getting parts. But check it out. So we don't mess up the process or what this guy Jason is doing, trying to get my other Google business page back active so we can take the dog one down, and it's got reviews on it. It's got 40 reviews on it. It's got pictures. It's got storyline. It's got all of this other stuff. And that Google did say, like, it's primed. Like, they send you the dashboard, like, you're in good status, right? And then they just got took down. So he's already in 30 days in, 40 days into this.
Oh,
so,
okay. I would stick with it then. Let it ride out.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I thought you said
but what I want to do is I want to switch, though. But once he gets it back and that process is done and Google My Business is on there, like, here's the deal. Like, I like Jason. I like his tenacity. He's a small guy. But what I don't like is I don't practice with me. Like, I don't need someone to practice on me. Like, I went with Link Now Media, which is they were phenomenal. Like, I mean, anytime I had a question, it was never anything that they were, I mean, you know, there's 100 people in their office. Like, they're getting it. And
yeah.
So, I mean, that may be the same caliber as y'all or whatever. I don't know if you've heard of them, but they were reputable. They never steered me wrong. And sometimes this guy ain't got the answer. So when I get that back and all of that, I would like to switch because we're starting something new too. So, but I want to pay you and let me get my wife to give me the number to the thing, and I'll call and pay it. I could just click the link that where y'all email me, right?
Well,
and pay it.
You can go on your dashboard and pay it. So if you log into the dashboard, and I can send you the login for it again, it will say your account's in suspension. Click here to reactivate. When you click that button, it will automatically take you to the billing page where you can go in and enter the new card and pay. The little notification that I just sent you, it has my extension of 777. So if it's easier, when you call the local Splash number, if you just put in that 777, it'll ring to my desk, and then I can update it for you too. So whatever's easier. But do you want me to send you the login again, or do you think you have it?
Yeah, no, send me whatever again, yes, because I get 100 emails and junk half of them. So.
You got it. Okay. Yeah, I just sent that to you again. So I'll make some notes on the account, and then we'll get at least this payment up to speed. And then your plan of action with that guy is to, once he gets it verified, let him know that you want to be owner of the page, and he should only be a manager. So he shouldn't be allowed to take the page hostage because it belongs to your business, right? And then secondly, ask him if you own the domain or if he does. Because in the event that you ever stop working with him, if he owns the domain and you don't want to build a new site, he might unbeknownst take it down, and then you don't even know overnight all of a sudden you don't have a site. That's not a problem to us. If you ever need a different one, we can build it for you. But how nice would it be if we could build it on the existing domain? That way you wouldn't have to worry about people recognizing yet another site for your business, which is the last thing.
Right.
You know
well,
I mean?
That here's the deal. Yeah, well, here's the deal. Here's what I think I screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to point fingers and say accuse, but I think the dude duped me. He got my website. He wiped it clean. He used my foundation of the high ranking on Google and put this other guy's website on it and then just built me a website. Are you following my drift?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And because, like, there was, like, I'm telling you, like, I was up there. Like, it didn't matter where, like, I was up there. Like, every call, 3 calls, 5 calls a day. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? We seen you on the internet. And now I see this kid, I see this other guy, like, he's going nonstop in the middle of the winter, just like I used to. I'm sitting here at the gas station drinking coffee and watching this stuff. And, like, I don't know if I'm crazy, but, like, I mean, I think about stuff, like, because I read posts that are on the social media. This other guy's on sites. This dude, you know, he was making a deal that he spent $30,000 on advertising. I never spent more than $3,000 in a year, and I was on the number one of Google.
Yeah,
and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
All of a sudden, we switched places, and maybe I'm crazy, but maybe I'm not. So, but I want to be back number one, and if this dude, he can't do it, like, it should be done in a year. Like, I told him, how much money does it cost? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, but okay, I will get on the links, and, like, I'll talk all day about it, because I'm upset about it. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, you know, I want to tell you, like, build me a new one. Let's start over. But like you said, it's a process, and he's in the middle of a process. And maybe by the time, you know, spring is here, like, it'll be rolling. But, you know, like, I got people I got to feed, like, employees and, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, in the meantime. Yeah, and for his defense, I will tell you that Google made some drastic changes, and I want to say it was maybe April or May of last year, where now they are requiring businesses to send in sometimes a business license or an invoice with their address or a work vehicle with pictures of tools and the license plate. And when people get that, even when we send it, sometimes they get upset, you know, hey, why do I have to do this? And we tell them, look, it's actually a good thing that Google is asking that of you, because that means that they're protecting you from a big corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. Because the only way you can get on the first page locally is to prove to Google that you're a valid business in the area, right? So once you send that to them and solidify that,
I get it. But when you're a approved business for freaking 15 years in the area and there's viable evidence of it, and then all of a sudden something's
thing,
like,
Justin, is with 6 business profiles and all these different websites and all of these different requests coming back and forth to Google, what they probably thought was you were one of those big corporations trying to come into Houston and steal clients. So, because why else would someone want 6 business profiles and multiple different websites?
Well,
so
check this out.
Threw up the
freaking 3 years ago.
Yep, you went from a 15-year established business that was trusted by Google into, oh, no, this is a red flag. Maybe they're a corporation trying to do fishy things, you know? But go ahead.
Well, I know this much. I know this much. 2 years ago, I called the Monster Tree Service about a franchise, because I seen they were expanding. They're from up north, right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
2 years ago, I got on the phone. I talked to the guy. I talked to the guy. Like, you don't talk to just a salesperson. Like, you talk. I talked to the guy that was starting it, that did it all, that yada yada, right?
Right.
And I asked him. He told me it's like it was like a 500,000 or it was a 100,000 buy-in or something. Yeah. And I said, Well, how do we differentiate between my clients that I built a database over 20 years, you know, and I make $500,000 or $600,000 a year gross, like, between, well, how are we going to tell the difference between my clients and your clients? Like, if I buy into your business, and what's the difference? And he said, well, you have to report all that revenue to my business.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, okay. Like I said, I can't do that. I appreciate it. Right. Hey,
yeah.
I crap you not. 3 months later, there was a Monster Tree Service in Montgomery.
Wow.
And they are a big corporation. And I've been getting, like another guy told me that I talked to, he said, somebody is coming after you. He said, because when you Google your own tree service and it comes up and there are other tree services that pop up on your stuff when you Google your business name, he said their keyword is your business name.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime anybody Googles you, they pop up regardless.
Yeah.
It was Monster Tree Service, Rothco Tree Service, which is a decent tree service around here. But anyway, so, like, but I'm just a redneck old dude that cuts trees. I'm nothing special, man. Like, so I don't understand it. But thanks for, like, calming me down. This is therapy,
we
too.
We can fix that all for you. Don't worry. Yeah, we'll get it all straightened out. But like I said, give him the benefit of the doubt, because if he's asking you to do a video verification with Google or a live video verification, or if he's asking you to submit documents, all of that sounds legit to me, where he does know a little bit of what he's doing. The only thing that, you know, causes me to think that he's a little outdated is the website, and it looks like all of those different cities listed on there is an outdated mechanism of programming. But everything else that you said,
so what should you, what should you, what do
you
think I should suggest?
2 years. That's why I thought, oh no, if it hasn't happened,
well, it's a, it's coming, it's come, yeah, right. No, I totally agree. It's coming up on 2 years. Like, maybe, like, I can't keep up with time, but I mean,
oh,
like,
yeah, he shouldn't have, yeah, this should have been done, especially prior to April or May of last year. Google wasn't requiring all those extra steps, so that should have been done immediately, you know, probably, like I say, within 30 to 45 days, and if he's been monkeying around with it for that long, that's kind of a red flag. But maybe now, you know, since he's getting correspondence from Google as of December, maybe he's finally figuring it out, you know. But, you know, give it a little bit more time. But, yeah, we're more than happy to take it over, you know, when you're ready, and we'll get everything fixed for you. Don't worry about that, okay?
Okay. All right, I'll talk to you soon, and I'll call and pay that. We'll get the whatever. I'll hit the link and pay it. Thank you.
Sounds perfect. Okay, I'll talk to you soon then, and have a great rest of your week too, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.